Now, getting a PhD is a big job. It can take years of work before you graduate. It can be easy for a personal emergency or life change to derail that work. But a new program at Edgewood College in Madison lets education students who've had to stop their PhD start back up and finish it. Sarah Jimenez-Sofa is the Director of Research for the Edgewood College EDD program. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us how this PhD completion program works for the people who come and do it.
Sure, absolutely. The purpose of our program is to provide students with advanced graduate work and accredited doctoral programs the opportunity to complete their dissertation and earn their EDD. So we provide ABD, or all but dissertation, students a structured and supportive pathway to earn their doctorate. We emphasize four key components in our program. We have coursework that's specifically designed and focused to help students complete their dissertation. Most of the time when students come, when they leave a doctoral program, they leave because they are struggling with writing the dissertation. Typically, students finish their doctoral content courses, but they don't complete the dissertation. That's the tough
piece. That's the all but part of all the doctorate, right?
That's absolutely true. So we designed our program to be really support focused for those students. We provide research and writing guidance. Each of our students receives a connection with an editor, and that editor works with them all throughout their time that they're writing. And we provide intense one-on-one advising with a full-time faculty member in our program. So students have a lot of support as they go through the writing process.
As I understand it, this could be anything from I was writing my dissertation and stalled to my dissertation program was stopped by a natural disaster.
Yes, exactly. So it's designed to welcome students and to give students a pathway who have completed a significant amount of the work somewhere else and have left for one of any reasons that students leave their dissertation process.
All right. Can you talk about one of your students, I understand, was in Puerto Rico in
yes.
the midst of a natural disaster.
It's absolutely.
A very maybe unique story even in your fairly unique program.
Yes. Arabelle is a teacher at West High School. She teaches social studies, and she's an ELL teacher. And she had gotten through all of her coursework in the University of Puerto Rico, and disaster hit. And she decided at that moment she needed to come to the States. She was hired at West High School and was looking for programs and was very dismayed because many of the programs that she spoke with told her she basically had to start over. So she found us, which was great, and she's I'm meeting with her today. She's actually making great progress and is scheduled to complete her work by May of 2021.
Now, as I understand it, this is not a common kind of program in education or any higher education field.
No. In fact, we're the first accredited program like this in the United States. There are two other programs similar to this, but they are not accredited.
What inspired you to start this at Edgewood?
Well, 2 years ago, the president of the college called for ideas for innovation and impact. So it was a very exciting opportunity to put some of my research into practice. I did a lot of research about attrition in doctoral students, and we know why students leave, and we know how difficult it is for students to be able to return. And so that's what inspired it, and it's really been great. We had 16 students in our first cohort that started this past fall, and we have 32 students that have expressed interest in starting next year.
What do we lose in terms of talent, people who would have that doctorate and be able to do cool stuff with it, when we have that, as you said, attrition, when they
yeah.
don't quite make it past that last hurdle?
I think students, I interviewed a lot of students, potential students who were ABD, and there's a lot of trauma and shame around not finishing. And I think a lot of times students will stop their pathway to their desired goal. There are positions that require a doctorate degree. And so when you sort of fall off the pathway, I just think it's sad for people not to have that pathway to finish.
When people end up with that doctorate in education, what kind of things do they do? I imagine one of the things might be teaching the teachers of the future.
Yes, for sure. So we kind of target two tracks. We have the traditional ABD students. Oftentimes, they work in higher education settings. So we have people who are deans of students. We have the doctoral degree allows people to be able to teach in the higher education arena. We also have superintendents. So the superintendent license sequence in the state of Wisconsin is a doctoral level sequence, and some superintendents go on to get their EdD, but some superintendent programs don't provide that next step for them. So for us, being able to welcome superintendents into our doctoral program, and we have a long history of success with superintendents earning their EdD at Edgewood College. I think that's another avenue for superintendents to be able to go on and teach and also just improve their own practice with that doctorate degree.
Is there a thought this will ultimately help develop talent that ends up working here in the state, or maybe even luring people into the state, hoping that some of them will stick around?
I think so. I don't think that's the main goal of the program. Our program is very blended, and we offer online options. So we are spread across the United States. I think for us, it's the opportunity to help people grow in their leadership and improve their practice. But absolutely, especially with the superintendents, most of the superintendents in the state are graduates of our program. So to continue on with that tradition, I think would be wonderful for the state of Wisconsin.
As you mentioned, the first cohort started in the fall. What are you looking for now next year? I imagine you're already taking applications, recruiting students for next fall.
Oh, yes. We are growing. As I said, we have over 30 people that have expressed interest in our program. We are equipped and ready to grow this program. We feel like once the news gets out, the word gets out about the program, it's going to be pretty exciting, and it's going to be very attractive for an option for people.
Could you see this being then a model for other schools around the country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's lots of degree completion programs out there, but none that focus specifically on doctorate degrees.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Sarah Jimenez-Sofa, Director of Research for the new Edgewood College EdD program. That lets students who've had to pause work on their education PhD finish up their dissertation and get that degree.